You're listening to the Dog Bite Podcast, an unofficial podcast for Fresno State Athletics. The thoughts and opinions are that of the show host and in no way reflect the thoughts and opinions of the university. Today's episode is brought to you by DKO Digital, servicing all of your computer repair and website design needs. Help them help you. Welcome back, everyone, to the Dog Bite Podcast. My name is Lucy. I'm your host of the show. And, you know, it's been quite a while. No, you don't have to adjust the television sets. We are back on the air. It's been quite a while. And with me, as always, Lorenzo Reyna from the Red Zone Frenzy.
Don't be alarmed, folks. We still look sexy. Unfortunately, Chris isn't here, though. Yeah, it's just us two tonight, so...
Yeah, we're doing the show solo, just Lorenzo and I, just like old times. You know, we do miss Chris, his sporadic interludes into the show.
But you know what, though? When me and Lucille get together, just know that there's a little bit more chemistry versus LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. So.
Yep. Oh, wow. You know, for all of those who have been waiting for another show to be coming back on, I want to apologize to everyone. I had a couple of personal issues that I was dealing with, and you know, it was just something that I had to take care of. You know, for those of you who don't know, my wife was in the hospital, so that came up first and foremost. So I, you know, she is recovering nicely, which has allowed me to get back on the air again.
And I will say this: I mean, we do a lot of joking around, we do a lot of banter, but sometimes we tend to run into things that become bigger than what we're doing right now. And unfortunately, on Lucille's end, that happened to him. But you know what, though? To anybody that gave him any thoughts, prayers whatsoever, I mean, I'm sure he really appreciates that. And I was one of those people that was in full support as well. So
yeah, it was nice to get some of the love that I was getting from people. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that was unexpected. So I'm actually very thankful that she is doing a lot better now. So, you know, enough of that. We're going to go ahead and get the show rolling again. And, you know, I also want to apologize because there was a lot of people who were expecting a special show on recruiting that Fresno State was doing. And, you know, it just didn't happen. I mean, it just happened at the wrong time. But, you know, don't worry. Tonight we're going to do a quick run through of those players that actually committed to Fresno State. Was there any surprises that happened on recruiting day?
I think it was on point. I think it was honestly, it went as expected. I wasn't anticipating the best wide receiver or the best quarterback to end up in Fresno State. I mean, it's so hard now these days.
Yeah, and it did happen pretty much the way we thought it was going to happen. We did get some players that positions that we did need. Specifically defensive line and offensive line. So, you know, there's a lot of players at those positions there. So hopefully some of those players will pan out to be very great players. But before we do that, I want to take this time to mention our sponsor again, DKO Digital. You know, it's he specializes in all computer and website design. He does computer repair. So if you have anything out there that needs to be fixed on a computer, you want him to take a look at, or maybe you want a website designed, he can do that for you. Just remember that when you do, you contact him and give him the special promo code of DOGBITE, and he will give you 50% off any type of service that you have out there.
Now, his contact information is on the sponsor page, right?
Yes. Okay. In fact, you can go to the Dog Bite Podcast website. Off to the right-hand side, there's a DKO Digital logo. You click on that, and it'll take you directly to his website with all his contact information. So, you know, again, our website, www.dogbitepodcast.com. Just go over there and check it out. And, you know, get some stuff that you need. So help us get things going with him.
And he's also going to help the redesign for Red Zone Frenzy. So, and do know that I probably will mention this later on tonight, but I also kind of mentioned it on the Twitter page that Red Zone Frenzy will undergo a new look, and because of that, it's going to be down for maintenance for I don't know how long, but it will be down for maintenance, so do kind of bear with us. And chances are some of the stories that does happen at Fresno State, maybe they might end up on the Dog Bite Podcast website. So we'll play around with ideas. We'll see what happens on that front, but we'll keep you in the know.
Yeah, I mean, it's he's going to help us get everything moved. We got to move the whole website actually to a different server. So we're going to get it up. So it might take a few days to get it up and running. But if, like he said, anything that is breaking news or anything that we need to get up right away, we'll go ahead and post it on the Dog Bite Podcast website, and you can access the stories there. So, you know, and, you know, stay tuned. We've got a couple of new wrinkles that we're kicking around. So we'll let you know what's going on more towards the end of the show. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump in right into where we left off last time with the recruits on signing day for Fresno State football.
Yeah, we do owe some people because they were looking forward to this National Signing Day special, and we kind of feel like that we should give a little bit of a quick rundown of what happened just to kind of owe it to those people.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to go ahead and start off. We're not going to go too much in depth of all these players, but we are going to let you know who signed, where they're from, and what position to play. So let's go ahead and kick it off with the first player.
Okay, right now I'm looking at the linebackers / the skill guys. Ijiru Edirane, he comes from Santiago Corona. He's a 6'2", 190-pound linebacker. Now, he brings this element. He's a linebacker that can rush the passer from the two-point stance. Now, I don't know if he's going to move over to defensive end. I don't know if he's going to stay as an outside linebacker, but he's a pass-rushing linebacker.
Pass rushing linebacker. Yeah, you know, it's another position we actually need with the departure of
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter, yeah.
Position flexibility, that's what he brings.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is a position we, you know, I'm not going to go too far into depth with it. Chris Carter's departing. It's a position of need, and hopefully we can get him to switch into the same type of player.
And we will get to Chris Carter later as well as the Bulldogs.
So. Exactly. So, moving on, second player.
Second player is Malik Meichenheimer, and this is from McNair Stockton. He was the second recruit that Fresno State got. He's an inside linebacker.
Inside linebacker. Yeah, that will replace Ben Jacobs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's, again, another position of need. Third player?
Carl Mickelson from Morse down in San Diego now. He was an All-CIF first-team selection during his junior season. However, his senior year was marred by injuries, but when healthy, he is a tackling machine, and he's capable of delivering the big hits. So the hope is that he does stay healthy.
That's something very important because we've gone through our share of injuries in the last few years.
We've gone up through our share of injuries on this show too. I mean, Lucille's been on injury reserve. I've had some health issues as well. We have to watch our health too.
So we're doing whatever we can to make sure we're in playing shape. So, all right, next player.
Jamal Rose, and he comes from Valley Christian up in San Jose. He wanted nothing to do with the Spartans.
Well, you know, the Spartans are on life support, if you think about it. They're having some very big difficulties of staying eligible to actually play in the NCAA. So, you know,
maybe some of their players can play for us.
And it's not looking good because there's been stories and rumors of them actually cutting their football program at San Jose State. So, you know, their losses are gained. So, you know.
I actually didn't know that they still had a football program. But I guess we still need to know.
Well, it's...
All right.
Moving on to the next player.
All right, now this guy, pretty intriguing story, actually. His name is Kyrie Wilson. He's from Ridgeview, Bakersfield. He was originally committed to Oregon, the same Oregon that played in the national championship game. However, his scholarship was removed from Oregon because, I mean, I guess it had to deal with grades or whatever, but he practically came to Fresno State gift-wrapped. So,
yeah, I heard about that. Wasn't he one of the late signings?
He was one of the late signings. Yes, yeah, three-star recruit.
He wasn't one of the ones on actual signing day, was he? No, he was like a day or two after signing day.
Actually, no, he was signed on.
Okay, so he was on signing day. So, yeah, so he pretty much said goodbye to the Ducks and came straight to us.
He came in in the 11th hour, pretty much.
That's always a good thing. Because, you know, again, Fresno State steals another player from that would be going to a high-profile school and we get them at last second. You know, it's happened quite often.
This is the second year in a row, actually, because keep in mind, last year, Josh Hopper was committed to Cal. He ended up with Fresno State, and now you have the situation with Kyrie Wilson.
So. Yeah, so, you know, that's always a good thing. So, moving on.
Charles Washington, we're now on to the defensive backs. He's from Crespi Encino. He's one of two Celts that are on the Bulldogs recruiting class. Now, he plays safety, and you're looking at him possibly replacing Lauren Bell in the backfield.
Yeah, and Lauren Bell is a big hole back there. I mean, he had the leadership on that team, on the defensive team. So he's going to be those are going to be some big shoes to fill. So, you know, hopefully one of these players will step up and help fill that void. Next player.
All right, this is the last DB, but he has a background as a running back, so we don't know if he's going to actually be in the backfield or in the defensive backfield. Devontae Butler Booker, he's from Grant, which is in Sacramento.
And he plays what position at the defensive back?
Running back and safety.
Running back and safety. What position do you think he's going to be? He was recruited for.
I think he was recruited as a safety. He's 5'10", 200 pounds. And I think another thing too is that running backs are just way too crowded at Fresno State.
Yeah, we still need one to step up. I mean, you think I'm here we go again.
I got the cold stare going in case you.
Mighty Mouse.
He's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I still think he's undersized. I still have a problem with that.
He's always going to be undersized.
Okay, he's still going to be a featured back. I understand that. But we need somebody to help him out.
But you have to keep in mind, Milton Knox is going to be eligible from UCLA.
That's what I'm waiting for. I wanted to see what Milton Knox is going to do because we're still going to need a change of pace back.
There's also Dylan Root, which I'll get to in a little bit.
But I have doubts that Dylan Root's actually going to even play this year.
I'll get to that later.
Oh, okay. Well, you heard it here first. Next player.
You know what? I'll get to him right now, actually, since I mentioned him. Because I don't want fans to go, who's this guy?
Go right ahead.
Okay, but in case you're wondering, Dylan Root did have an injury during a playoff game, and it was a lacerated kidney. However, back in February, Pat Hill confirmed that Root was jogging and running again. So he is on schedule. He is on schedule now. I don't know if that means that he's going to be in full pads by the time the fall camp rolls around, but I do anticipate that he will be in pads soon enough.
Okay. So they're hoping to kind of test him out to see what they got in Root this spring then.
Yeah. And Root's a very versatile player. He played running back mostly at Redwood, but he also has return ability. He also has the size of a slot receiver. So he's one of those Jalen Saunders types, one of those Isaiah Burst types. They can move him around and use him in a variety of ways.
Well, that's always a good thing here at Fresno State. We like to use them in different type of situations and stuff. So, you know, it's something we need. So, who's up next?
Devontae Adams, the only true wide receiver, and he's from Palo Alto High School. And this move was made because of Jamel Hamler's departure. And what's scary is that, according to Pat Hill, he seems exactly like Hamler in terms of size, speed, physical ability, pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's always good because we're gonna need a big physical wide receiver in there, someone who can go up and knock those defenders around and still come up with a ball.
That's what he does.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we need right now. And with the departure of Hamler, which I still think was a mistake, by the way, you know, we're gonna need someone to fill in that position.
And we'll get to Hamler also.
Yeah, we will. All right, next player.
All right, now this one was a signing from last year, but he's recommitted to Fresno State. Marcus McDade, quarterback. He originally from St. Mary's in Stockton. However, he spent last year playing at Hargrave Academy Prep School, a military school in Virginia.
Okay, so remind me what happened here with this player.
He I think he didn't make grades, and originally, he was expected to go to one of the JCs here, but he ended up going to the prep school in Virginia. Ended up playing there.
And he still came back. That's...
Yeah, but you know what? What was interesting is that West Virginia and Miami, they started to look into him. And he decided that he wanted to come back to Fresno State.
Yeah, because he had some honor in him, I guess you can say. And he wanted to honor his commitment that he made to Fresno State.
Maybe just finish what he started, so we'll see.
Okay, moving on to the next player.
Now we're going to the offensive lineman. This is John Archuleta from Hamilton down in Chandler, Arizona. Now, before he was in Arizona, he was actually one of the top linemen in the state of Nevada. So he was an all-state player in Nevada and in Arizona.
Nevada and Arizona.
And his teammate is Christian Westerman, and Westerman signed on to play at Auburn. So he comes from a pretty good high school program.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, so we got some pedigree in him.
We got some meat.
All right. Well, moving on to the next player.
We're going to stay with the meat. Alan Brown from San Dimas, 6'4", 265 pounds. And he was one of the reasons why San Dimas had a pretty good running game that averaged 267.8 yards per rush and 37 touchdowns rushing.
Rushing. So he was a running back?
He was opening holes for running backs.
Oh, okay. So
I've had to make sure that you were paying attention.
I'm, you know me, I'm falling asleep. I'm trying to control a lot of things here. So
once in a while, I try to like play with his.
Yeah, he catches me off guard every now and then, trying to listen and do things at the same time. But so he was one that opened up the holes a lot for the running backs.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be suited at maybe a right tackle. Or just on the right side of the line.
Okay. Well, that's always good. We need those linemen who open up the holes because that's our bread and butter here at Fresno State. Okay, next player.
Our last offensive lineman, Justin Northern from Mayfair, Lakewood, down south. And get this, he's 6'4", 270 pounds. His 40-yard dash time is 5 minutes. So he has the potential to bring it down to 4.8.
That's good.
If he keeps the speed up.
If keeps the weight off.
Yeah, look at us. Yeah, look at us.
We're gaining the weight just by sitting here.
Yeah, I was at Buffalo Wild Wings. It was good, too.
Man, I still haven't gone there.
I need to go.
Maybe whenever you have a weekend off or something, I can head over there with you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Or even a weeknight or something. All right.
Or a live show over there.
There you go. We do a live show from Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe we can get them the sponsor.
There you go.
All right. Next player.
All right, now we're going to the defensive lineman, the most important sought-after position in the recruiting class. And the first one, this is Jeremy's favorite player, Sule Falatui-Papai.
Say that again?
Sule Falatui-Papai. I hope I got that right.
Wow, that is...
He's from Sarah down at Gardena.
I don't even know where to go with that one.
Pat Hill didn't... I remember back in the press conference for National Signing Day, Pat Hill wanted nothing to do with that last name. He was just like, oh, I'm just going to call him Sule.
I would too. I mean, because that's...
he had a problem with Tapa's last name.
Yeah, and that's what he ended up just calling him, Tapa. I mean, yeah. He didn't go any further than that because it's... Why try to attempt that? That's a mouthful.
I just love the way it sounds, though. Falatui-Papai. It could be like a kick.
Oh, man. All right, next player.
All right, this one has bloodlines because not only did his brother play, his dad played at Fresno State. Donovan Lewis from Clovis West.
That's right. And what position is Donovan playing?
He was an outside linebacker. I believe, though, that he will be Chris Carter's replacement, defensive end. I mean, I saw him play personally, and I just feel like that he's the most ready out of all.
That's what I've been hearing, too, that they're going to try to groom him to be Chris Carter's replacement. So... and we'll see what happens with that. Okay, next player.
Next player comes from a very wonderful city, Santa Maria, California.
Oh, boy.
Where's Chad Dillon?
Here he goes. Oh,
I mean,
hometown.
We produce Tri-Tip, and now we produce Merced Dillon.
But he's
a great player, though. He wasn't just a nose tackle for Santa Maria. He was their quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it goes to show you the athleticism that guy has.
So he's basically being recruited as an athlete.
Yeah, I think just by his size, he's 6'1", 260, plus he can move. I mean, I believe that he has the potential to be the most versatile defensive lineman. He's a guy that they can move up and down the line.
Yeah, that'll be a good thing because that's one thing that we've always had trouble with.
And Pat Hill has compared him to Jason Stewart, former Bulldog defensive lineman, had a pretty stellar career here.
Yeah, and if that's the case, that's a good thing. All right, moving on to the next player.
Next one is Maurice Poyadu from Alhambra Martinez. Now, he's 6'2", 280 pounds. He already looks like a kind of like a three-technique defensive tackle. I think that's where he'll be. He'll be inside. He already has a bulk for it, so.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's a big boy. Mm-hmm. So, okay, next player.
Next one is the final one, Ronald Ussery from Crespi Encino, teammate of Charles Washington. 6'3", 230 pounds. Now, out of all the defensive linemen, I think this one looks to me as the most technically sound. He's the best fundamentalist. And it's in terms of just how he's able to use his hands. He can actually shed double teams. I've seen some capable plays out of him. Plus, he has a motor that doesn't stop. So, in a sense, he might be the sleeper in terms of who's going to end up being the best defensive lineman. I think he actually does have potential. Even though he doesn't seem like he does anything fancy, this is a good player.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean, we don't need somebody who's too fancy anyways.
Yeah, not like me. I'm just Wayne.
But that pretty much wraps it up. Those are all the players that actually signed for at Fresno State to go to Fresno State. And, you know, we wanted to make sure we did at least let you know who it is that actually signed up on signing day because, you know, we didn't get the show out. And, you know, I know all the local people probably already read it in the paper, but we do have non-local listeners, and we wanted to make sure we got that across to them.
Yeah,
so
we just felt that we owed it to some people that were looking forward to the National Signing Day show, so we wanted to give a little bit of a quick rundown.
Yeah, so, you know, with that being said, that takes care of that whole position. So why don't we go ahead and move in? Let's break down what's happened lately with basketball. Basketball has not been too kind to the men's basketball team, but in retrospect, has been very kind to the women's team. So who do you want to break down first?
Let's go ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay. So, you know, the ladies ended up pretty much running away with the WAC championship, no?
They finished second because Louisiana Tech. Tech finished with the 15-1 record. They were the better record. However, Fresno State, they still get a double bye in the WAC tournament, which means they actually don't play until Friday, and did the number two seed. And with Louisiana Tech, I mean, they swept the series with Fresno State. Another thing, too, is that I don't know if you heard, but those two got into a little bit of a scuffle earlier this year.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. It had something to do with Louisiana Tech having a chip on their shoulder against Fresno State for some reason.
They were throwing punches.
I mean,
in this next meeting, they might need to bring in like a octagon. Maybe get Dana White, I don't know.
And get the announcer, let's get ready to rumble. No? Okay.
Yeah,
never
mind. Do it like that. You have to have more vigor and energy.
Well, you know, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to lose viewers.
I don't want to put them to shame. But
he's a legend.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, that's pretty much in a nutshell how the women have been doing. I mean, they're in great position to go to the WAC tournament and actually come away with it.
It could be 4-0. They've won the last three, and this senior class, they already established themselves as the greatest in the history of campus. I mean, they practically built this program from the ground up, especially in the aftermath of the Stacey Johnson Klein issue.
I mean, even though they came in second place in the WAC conference, they are looking at like they are the favorites to win the WAC tournament.
They still, to me, look as if they're the ones with the bullseye. Even though they're looking at Louisiana Tech as the team to beat just because they have the better record, plus the fact that Tech beat them twice.
But even though they finished second, they still have a good chance of getting into the NCAA tournament, even if they don't win the WAC tournament.
I think their RPI, I need to check their RPI, but I'm pretty sure their RPI is still pretty high. Because even last year, keep in mind, they didn't win the WAC tournament, but they still got in because their RPI was too high. It was in the 20s.
Yeah, so they still have a good opportunity to get in there. And hopefully that happens. And are they doing any of the women's basketball tournament here in Fresno again?
I don't think so. I think it's NIT.
Not this year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But that being said, the women have a great opportunity, and we'll see what happens with that. Moving on to now on the other side of the coin, the men's basketball team didn't fare as well.
14-16, they did win their final home game. This team just does better in white, I guess. They don't like wearing red.
Well, the worst part is now
they're wearing red.
For any hope of them even making the NCAA tournament, they have to actually win the WAC tournament to get in.
What do you mean win the WAC tournament? I think we knew that already.
No, to get into the NCAA tournament.
No, what here's, I think what Lucille was trying to say is this.
I got distracted.
Yeah, it's okay, but I'm here to help. Fresno State's the number 7 seed. Basically, they have the longer road. They didn't get the double bye, so they had to play against Nevada. They had to win that game. Then their opponent after that is, I believe, New Mexico State. Okay. And then after that's Boise State, and then possibly Utah State. So 4 games.
Now I know where I gotten confused. They're already in the WAC tournament.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought they hadn't started yet. See, this is how much I actually follow men's basketball.
It is basketball for dummies, all right?
I do. But, you know, yeah, so they pretty much have to go through the rest of this tournament and actually win it in order to get into the NCAA.
4 in a row.
They have to do 4 in a row, which is a very tall order for that to even happen.
Now, granted, I will say that this Nevada team that they're going against, they're actually kind of similar because they're both pretty young. They both had their ups and downs as well. They're both led by freshmen, so.
So, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it's a long shot.
I think, honestly, as long as Fresno State keeps the red jerseys at home and wears the white, maybe they might have a chance.
Yeah, that's what they'll just need to do then. But wrapping that one up, again, moving into another sport, we got, baseball and softball. So, women's first.
They're nationally ranked right now. Now,
I believe they're, 23 or 24?
They're 23.
23.
Yeah, Chris would know more because, I mean, he's in front of them.
Yeah, our baseball and softball correspondent is not with us tonight.
Because he's eating at Buffalo. No, he's actually at the game.
He's actually attending the men's baseball game tonight. So.
Yeah, he's getting his hands dirty, and then later on tonight he's going to toot and boot it.
But the women's softball team is actually, they were red hot until recently. They've gone on a little bit of a slide.
I think the problem is that, from what I've been told, Fresno State softball has had some difficulty closing out games. Now, keep in mind, they lost their best pitcher, Morgan Mello. She transferred. She's at the University of Indiana because she's from the home state of Indiana. So I think they're still going through that adjustment, figuring out who's going to be their top pitcher. But, I mean, just because they still have Margie Wright, they still have the track record of success with Margie Wright, I think all will still be well with them.
Yeah, and they'll turn it around. And they are still a very good shot at getting into the tournament again. I mean, they don't need to do much to get in. I think they're going to get in just fine. What we can say about the men's baseball team, that's a different story. They are red hot right now. I mean, white hot.
They're playing as of right now against a nationally ranked Cal State Bakersfield team, but as of currently, the Diamond Dogs are 8-1. Now they did lose to Cal Poly, who just so happened they won their first game against Fresno State, but you know what? Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably a little bit of overconfidence going on into that game, and they, you know, Cal tends to play us very well.
And another thing too is this. Fresno State baseball has found so many ways to actually win because in one game, it was pretty much like the batting. The next game, it was pitching. One of their other games, it was late game heroics. They find ways to win.
Yeah, and like we said, they're white hot right now, and they're actually playing tonight. Did you get an update of what the score is right now?
I was listening to it a little bit on the radio. I didn't catch the score, though.
Okay.
So I'm sure, like, once I get out, like, I'll be able to catch up.
So, you know, and there's been rumblings of this team, a lot of expectations on this team to actually make a run at Omaha this year. So
we'll see.
It is early on, but things are looking very good right now. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens with that in the rest of the season. Now, any of the other sports going on right now other than those four?
I will say lacrosse almost won.
Oh, gosh.
Against Bryant University. I never heard of Bryant University until yesterday.
I think I might have to go out and watch a lacrosse game just to get familiar with the sport. I don't even know anything about it.
Me either.
Worse than basketball, I'm telling you.
Lacrosse is like figure skating for me. I don't understand it either.
But, you know, it's, yeah, there's lacrosse. Anything else other than that right now?
Just
swimming?
Just that. Yeah, I haven't been.
I mean, some of these obscure
field,
sports.
Track and field had their run for the dream recently where it's like a invitational. So
you know, that pretty much covers it in a nutshell with Fresno State athletic sports right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move on to our other part of the show right now. We're going to give you some little bit of updates and some things that is going to be happening pretty soon with the show and another little surprise that's going on. Normally at this stage in the show, we usually do, we cover high school sports, high school football, typically during football season, or even right now would probably be doing maybe high school basketball or high school baseball or something right now. That's going to change. First thing we're going to do is the Dog Bite Podcast show is actually going to be going into more of a shorter format, maybe going to maybe 30 to 45 minutes at most. And the reason why we're doing so is because in the upcoming weeks, we're going to launch a new show, a new podcast show, actually, and we're going to be covering high school sports. So we're going to have that one just dedicated to just high school sports. So you don't have to listen to the end of this show, or if you don't even care about high school sports, you know, you didn't have to turn off the show or anything. We're going to go ahead and cut it off, and we're going to do a separate show on just high school sports.
Yeah, we'll come up with an intro. We'll come up with a theme. And, I mean, pretty much we decided since we've spent almost half of the show doing, like, high school game of the week, players to watch.
Why don't we just create a show? I mean, that's one of the reasons why
we're
doing it.
We're going to be innovative here.
And one of the other things is that the Dog Bite Podcast, we're going to be adding a video feed to download on iTunes. So not only can you download the audio version, but we'll have a video version. Some of the things around the studio here, we're going to be upgrading some of our system so that it will completely allow us to do video clips, video interviews, put that on the show. So the audio podcast, you'll get the audio of those video clips, but the video podcast that you download, you'll actually get the live, you'll get the footage of us doing our interviews and stuff like that. So keep an eye out for that. I'll let you know when that link will go live. It might take a little bit of time. I have to get things set up. But there will, on the other side, the high school podcast will be the same. We'll have an audio and a video version. So, you know,
another thing too is that we're also looking to provide, I mean, guest appearances as well.
Yeah.
That way it's not just me, Lucille, and Chris, or even Jeremy when he comes on. I mean, if we're looking at trying to get, like, maybe some media correspondents, maybe we've tried to get athletes as well. I mean,
and there's, if anybody's actually interested in actually learning how we do things, you're more than welcome. You can actually come and join us on the show.
Maybe an internship.
We can do an internship.
Yeah.
You can join us through Skype. I mean, you're more than welcome. Just contact us. You can actually do so by going to the Dog Bite Podcast website. Up on the top, there's a link that says contact us. You send us an email and we'll get in touch with you and see what you can do for us. We're always looking for some, especially for the high school podcast, we might be looking for people who will want to cover certain schools, who want to give us information on that. So if you're interested in doing that, let us know and we'll hook you up.
And one of the things that we've done with the high school stuff is we didn't just focus on what was going on in Fresno. We focused on, like, Visalia, Tulare, Bakersfield, Tehachapi.
Now this podcast is going to cover all of the San Joaquin Valley. I mean, I think there's what, 10 separate divisions, maybe?
At least six.
Actually,
because my favorite high school is Division VI.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. We have the CMAC, the track, the North Yosemite, the East Yosemite, the West Yosemite, the Southeast Yosemite, the Southwest Yosemite.
Okay, you're including the Bakersfield ones.
Oh yeah,
too.
I'm including everything. Okay. The South Yosemite, the North Sequoia, the Central Sequoia, the East Sequoia, the West Sequoia, the South Sequoia, the West Sierra, and the East Sierra.
You also forgot the West Coast Sierra.
So that's six. That's 12. That is about, that's 15 separate high school divisions. And we're going to do what we can to cover as much as that as possible. So if there's anyone interested out there who would like to cover maybe a whole division or a few schools, let us know. And you can actually write some articles for us. If you're looking to kind of get your feet wet in media, this is a good opportunity for you, and you can put us on your resume.
I'll be more than glad to help out because, I mean, I've spent like a good portion of my college duration learning from others, so I feel like now I'm at a stage in my life where I can kind of educate people on how things can be in this world and make it fun too.
Yeah.
And make it fun because it is a rewarding experience. It is a lot of
and
fun.
And we'll tell you, we don't get paid for this, even though we're looking for advertisers and sponsorships and stuff like that. We don't get paid for this. We do this for fun, and we'd love to share our experience with anyone out there who might be interested. So,
and we want you to have fun doing this as well.
So if there's anybody out there who wants to help out, let us know. Send us an email, and we'll be more than happy to have you join our team, especially for the high school podcast.
And
so,
I'll tell you one other thing. Lucille is very, very excited about coverage of his favorite high school, Tulare Western.
Oh, no. No, wrong school, buddy. But, you know, with that being...
Farmersville?
With that being said, there's going to be, for the high school website podcast, we're actually going to try to design a website for it as well, put up different stories and stuff. And, you know, we're going to do what we can to try to make it as informative as possible. And the last update is, like you said, the Red Zone Frenzy is going to be coming up with a refresh. Within the next couple of weeks, we are going to completely change the look of the Red Zone Frenzy, kind of make it a little more user-friendly for those of you out there who've read an article and maybe wanted to make a comment on something. You'll get your chance here very soon. You'll actually be able to leave your comments of what you think of the articles. So, you know, it's something that we're going to try to make it as user interactive as possible.
Sounds like a plan.
So, that being said, we are going to go ahead and wrap up our show because we are pretty much at our point that we would be that we're going to start changing our format to. So we're just a little over 30 minutes, and we're going to go ahead and cut it off. So any final thoughts?
Yeah, fortunately, we were going to hopefully try to go to get to the Combine and Pro Day stuff, but I think we'll just save that for the next show.
Yeah, we need something to talk about.
Yeah, we need that, and then we'll have spring football to talk about as well. So next week will be geared towards football. We promise you that.
Yeah, next week we're going to start kind of getting our feet wet already for spring ball already. I mean, football is just around the corner. Can you believe it? We just finished it, but it looks like we're getting ready to start it up again.
Football's year-round for us, all right?
So. Not to mention, they already came out with the schedule for next year for Fresno State, and the opening game is going to be up in San Francisco at Candlestick Park versus Cal.
And they're already advertising it as well. In fact, GoBulldogs.com does have tickets available, so... You should definitely, if you're interested in going to that game, I don't know if it's going to sell out or not, but you might want to look into it.
Yeah, I would too. They already sent me my season ticket package, and I need to start looking at renewing my tickets already. But they did include the thing for the Cal game coming up. So if for those of you who are interested, make sure you buy the tickets through Fresno State to the Cal game because they have a set. They have a set number of tickets they need to sell in order to guarantee the game, is from what I've learned. So, make sure you buy the tickets through Go Bulldogs or the ticket office here in Fresno so that to help out us sell our tickets to guarantee at the game.
All right, that's it.
So, you know, that's pretty much does it for tonight. So, anybody out there have any thoughts or opinions, make sure you send those emails to us. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And we apologize again for the delay of getting out this episode. But you can count on us being a little bit more regular from this point on. So that being said, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And Lorenzo, got any final thoughts there?
Just enjoy the weekend.
All right. Well, everyone enjoy the weekend. And have fun out there. The weather should start
to
warm up.
Another thing, too, if you go out later on tonight for Mardi Gras, I mean, don't get too crazy. No shirt lifting.
Just keep it safe. And if you drink, please don't drive. So everyone out there, enjoy your week, and we'll see you again next time.